This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Almost Friday. Welcome to Thursday, the 24th day of April, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Thank you for listening to the Jeff Buchanan Show, brought to you by the Animal Foundation. Now, what they really want to talk about is Best in Show, which is next Sunday, not this Sunday, next Sunday, the Thomas and Mack. Free if you just want to show up.
Yeah.
But the VIP thing's the way to go. They got the brunch. They got the booze. They got, yeah. My guy, can I tell you a little secret?
Of course.
I've never taken advantage of this. But there's a bartender who's there that goes, hey, man, I can put it in a coffee cup if you want.
Stop.
For real.
The people get it, they get it.
For real. And I just did an event there. I did an event there a couple weeks ago. And he slid by and goes, yeah, I'm not bartending tonight, but I know where the coffee cups are. And I'm like, I'm good, bro.
I love it.
But thank you.
Yeah.
And always in the back of my head.
Good to know.
Never know when that might be good stuff to know. Also, Chet Buchanan. Oh, the other thing, the Animal Foundation is packed. They have nearly, God, did I read that right? Is it nearly 1,000 dogs?
Yep. Mm-hmm. They're begging for people to come and get them.
It's 900 some odd dogs. If you're willing to foster an older dog, not even a senior dog, just a dog that's not a baby.
Yeah.
A dog that's already set in its ways. If you're willing to do that, or if you're willing to foster bigger dogs, 35 pounds and up. Yeah. And they, our buddy Hillary was like, I'll come on and talk about it. And I'm like, I think we got this.
Yeah. It's awesome. Just go.
They really need your help. For whatever reason, over the last month or so. And honestly, I think people just go, I can't afford this.
We just got a puppy. And let me tell you, those baby dogs are nothing to brag about. Go take the older dogs who know what to do. You don't have to change the little potty pads. But we had to get his shots, everything. It's so expensive right now.
Yeah. People don't think about that.
And that's such a good point.
They just go, I just want love and it'll be amazing.
Yeah.
Chet Buchanan Show, also brought to you by the 8th District Judicial Court. If you don't listen, there's a lot of ways you can help in this community. If you want to make a meaningful difference, you can positively impact the life and future of a foster child by volunteering as a court-appointed special advocate. That's right. You see those letters? CASA, CASA. CASA is an amazing organization. Mm-hmm. You should just check it out for yourself. CASALasVegas.org. Mika, you good?
Good.
She's got new nails. We'll talk about it later.
Ooh.
We don't have time right now to talk about. I'm sorry. Do that again. Confirmed. New nails.
Thank you.
talons.
Thank you so much.
Talons.
Listen, the girls will get it.
Is there a fight coming? Are you looking to gouge somebody in the jugular?
No. But when you get fresh nails, well, they are kind of sharp. I forget.
Yeah, you could murder somebody with those.
I know. They are like little weapons, little swords.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they look
good. Adrian, you good?
Yes, I'm good. I can't follow up with that ASMR performance that Michaela gave, but we're here, baby, ready to go.
First full night of sleep since a month.
It all just crashed down this morning, but I'm glad to be here.
What do you mean?
Oh, I am exhausted. I felt the entire week that just happened.
Caught up with you, the adrenaline dump.
Yeah, but we're gonna pull through, everybody. Friday's almost here, everybody.
I'm not worried about you. I'm not worried about you. You've earned this. Hey, listen, we'll lift you up today.
Appreciate you.
Just make sure, make sure the phone gets answered. We'll figure the rest of it out. In fact, you don't even worry about the phone. We could do that. Here, watch. Hello? See? How tough can it be?
Coming up in moments on the Chet Buchanan Show.
You ever have that day where you feel like you're forgetting something? Where you're not getting it all in?
Yeah, every day. Past couple of weeks, for sure. I'm like, oh man, did I forget to do something?
Were you in a panic over it?
Of course. Yeah. Huh. Yes.
I'm not panicked, but I'm like, all right.
You have that feeling?
Yeah. I feel like I'm letting something slip.
I feel like the mom in Home Alone when she's sitting on the plane, can't remember what she forgot.
Kevin! Hey, today is New Kid Blockheads. Today is New Kids on the Block Day. I didn't realize that there's like a bunch of different businesses around town that are giving stuff away for New Kids on the Block.
Listen, I walked into my little studio room next to you. Yeah. There's two bags sitting here full of merch or something.
Is one of them mine?
Yeah, of course.
Did they screw over Adrian?
Yeah.
Not fully accepted yet. Mm. They haven't fully accepted you yet.
Got to earn my stripes. No, we'll earn them today.
No, you know what happened? You know how I fix that for you? You become the gatekeeper. They don't get to us. Unless they go through you.
Yes.
Trust me, dude. They'll include you in a light second.
He's like our version of behind the gates. We're behind the gates now, and Adrian is blocking it.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
Love it. Yeah, I don't even look in it, but we can look on it.
I think I've got it together. You know what the problem is?
Huh?
Today's not a crazy day. I don't have a bunch of stuff that I got to run around to do.
Oh, sure.
So I'm certain, because I don't have a list and I don't have a purpose, now I'm certain that I'm missing something.
It's too easy. It's too easy.
Yeah. There's no death to defy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's no tightrope.
Yeah, you just get to relax.
Yeah, get to cruise a little bit, and it's like, this can't be right.
Not stressing over being able to relax.
First pick coming. Right. Us? What?
What?
First pick coming up next. Isn't it just, here's my tease. You ready? Isn't it just part of the gig? Isn't this? Elizabeth in Inspirata is doing the, like on Reddit, am I the jerk?
Yeah.
Was literally looking for a ruling. They have a babysitter and they're wondering if what they've got working with the babysitter is within the scope of responsibilities.
Okay.
You know where I'm going on it. I hate to say how predictable I really am on a lot of this stuff. I hate to say.
But you feel this is predictable.
Yeah. I say yes. Okay. I do say it's part of the gig. So along with Elizabeth, maybe are we the ones that are off base?
Okay.
I don't think so, but we'll find out.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Who'd you finally wrangle?
We got Monique Wagner from Sandy Valley.
Well, hello. Our buddy from out in Sandy Valley. How's everything out at the Pioneer Saloon?
Wonderful. Yes. Remembered.
Of course I do. I don't even understand how this is a question, to be honest with you. They've got Elizabeth's got a Elizabeth and her husband, they both work on Thursdays and Fridays. They bring a babysitter in to watch the kids in the quote unquote in between times. And Elizabeth would like to ask the babysitter, who they pay fairly well, says we pay her a good hourly wage. The house is clean before the babysitter gets there. But apparently by the time the husband arrives, it's, and I quote, pretty much a free for all, and is everywhere. She should clean up, right? It's not a problem. Is this a bad thing to ask her to clean up?
No, 100%. I used to be a nanny, and yes, she should clean up. I mean, even like cleaning up things that didn't even happen when she was there just to, you know, help the household is totally not above the pay grade.
That's a way to keep the job.
Totally.
And honestly, things like that, do get noticed.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I would certainly be inclined to go, hey, here's an extra few bucks. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same. When I babysat my neighbor's kids growing up, I would clean up the kitchen, the living room, just, and not like, I'm not Cloroxing things. You just pick it up and make it look nice.
Yeah,
I feel like that was
tidy it just a little bit.
I thought that was always part of the job.
If you did it.
Definitely.
Oh, and certainly if you did it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? If it happened on your watch.
Oh, yeah. But even if you didn't, like you said, it's nice to just pick up a little bit. You come home. Just be cool.
I'm going to leave it better than you found it, guy, anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? Exactly.
All right.
Yeah. Especially the toy room or the kids room or, yes, definitely.
Do we have a dissenting opinion from the producer's studio? I'm just curious.
Well, in the email, you did say, like, washing dishes. That was a request to have the babysitter wash dishes. I've never heard of that. I've never had that happen with the times we've gotten babysitters, because we've ordered. Typically, when we have a babysitter, we're ordering food, mostly pizza.
Sure.
And we don't have paper plates, so we're using regular plates. But we say, hey, just leave it on the counter right here with the rest of the dirty things, and we'll get to it. We don't expect them to wash it and put it in the washer.
But you said that. You said, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So Elizabeth is wondering, how tough is it to rinse off a plate and put it in the dishwasher?
I think you should. I think Adrian's cool and very nice.
Yeah.
But I think you should. It's a rinse and a dishwasher. Just make it easier.
Yeah. Hey, do you mind? Whatever, you know, just when we come, part of having you here is to make our lives easier, not to make it harder.
Yeah. Especially if she's ordering the pizza. She's ordering it. Just clean her dish and the kids.
We got you food.
Yeah. Now work for your supper.
Yes.
To the bone.
Yes.
You heard me?
Yeah.
No paper plates.
Kinda.
Delivery fee's like $6. Come on. Do something.
Right?
Yeah.
Plus,
make it worth
nowadays,
a while.
Do not go above and beyond.
And honest to God, you should get paper plates. If it's an issue, you know what I mean? Here, just throw them away. It's not that tough.
Listen, I don't have kids and I use paper plates. It's easier for everybody.
But don't destroy the house.
Yeah.
Don't. Honestly, you might need a different babysitter unless, again, I'm willing to, I haven't been in that world for a long time, and maybe that's just not how it rolls, but it should.
It should.
It should. There's, I think also for the adults in the room, I think there's a lot of things that you would go, well, it should, it just does not.
Sure. Exactly.
So, right, have fun at the Neon Museum.
Thank you.
Be safe on your trip into town, and and we'll talk soon.
I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
No, yes. We love you so much. Hang on one second, Monique. Momo. I don't know why I call her Momo. In my head, I was Momo. Keisha Cole tickets by request for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown coming up. Also, it is New Kids on the Block Day. We are doubling down. You should know this if you were, because we've had people ask already.
Yeah.
We're doubling down on New Kids tickets for the 177-second survey. We have, am I right on this, Adrian? Did you look? We have two today.
Yes, I can confirm.
Can confirm that we're doubling down on New Kids tickets at 7:40 this morning for those who like to win stuff on the radio.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Friday morning, good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Yeah, 10-year-old Alyssa Perales is about to graduate from college with not one, but two degrees.
How? Genius 10-year-old.
You know, my guess is it's just because she showed up and did the work. Her GPA is very nearly 4.0. She will get an associate's degree in... So I'm guessing she went to Crafton Hills College.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a community college type thing.
Listen,
she's getting an associate's.
Yeah.
So that's a two-year degree, right?
At 10 years old.
At 10 years old. Oh, no, but two of them.
Wow.
She'll get a degree in science and a degree in math.
Oh, my God. I have an eight-year-old niece. I can't even help her with her science and math in second grade. So
by
hard.
Age five, she was already doing algebra.
Unreal.
Yeah, and for some of you, as if you couldn't hate this kid enough, some of you were thinking it. It's very fun to me talking about learning.
Wow.
Yeah, talking about learning and receiving an education. It's very fun to me. Almost as fun as playing outside or riding a bike. I just enjoy learning.
Oh my God.
I was kind of that kid.
You enjoyed learning, but like you enjoyed science and math?
No, I hated science.
Good.
But I liked writing and stuff like that. You know what I hated doing?
What?
Rough draft. Because I was that kid that went, why do I have to go change it? I wrote this.
Yeah, the masterpiece is right here. Look no further.
What a little jerk. Hey, and really quick, footage from the Boston Marathon. You may have seen this going viral. A runner stopped right before the finish to help out another runner who fell. The guy who stopped. Now, that happens, right?
Yeah.
But the guy who stopped is a Brazilian runner named Pedro Arrieta, and he'd set a goal to finish in 2 hours and 40 minutes. That doesn't win?
That's crazy.
2:40 doesn't win?
Crazy.
I think at one point in our lives, it used to win.
Yeah.
And he would have made it.
Uh-huh.
He would have made his goal.
Uh-huh.
2:40. He ended up finishing in just over 2 hours and 41 minutes.
Oy!
He says no regrets. And listen, we all know. Okay, your official time's 2:41, but you helped a guy.
Yeah.
We all know.
Yeah.
It's you finished in 2:40.
But also,
as far as I'm concerned,
he could have just kept running. He could have ran through and then ran back.
Yeah,
for the
maybe
guy.
Go back and get it.
Just kidding.
Just him think it all the way through, I guess. I mean, there's alternatives.
Yeah. Way to blow that, babe.
Stories of the day. Have a great weekend, everybody. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Minute. Oh, first of all, hi. Almost Friday, Thursday morning, 24th day of April, 2025. Almost. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. Can I talk about this Pete Davidson story, or am I giving away?
No, I don't even know this story.
Am I giving away Michaela's hometown throwdown answers?
No, I'm actually obsessed that you are a pop culture king and you even know a story that I don't, so I do want to know.
I don't want to. Breaking news, people. Oh, wait. No, not that one. Turn that one off. Hang on. This one. Breaking news. It's kind of my job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, just
kind of my job.
I like that you do the pop culture aspect.
It's that cool. I'm taking it seriously.
Yeah.
That I'm actually, you know, getting involved.
Yes. You're my TMZ.
I thought this was really interesting. Pete Davidson tried to get his tattoos removed.
Mm-hmm.
He had a you-know-what ton of them.
Yeah.
But it was, and listen, right, wrong, or indifferent, and people who have tattoos, they go, well, it shouldn't matter whether I have tattoos or not to get a gig. It was costing Pete money.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
He realized this.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sometimes it's going to, they won't say it to you. They can't say it to you. It's illegal.
Yeah.
But sometimes it might cost you, you know, and you just, that's got to be, you know, you got to understand part of that.
Yeah, listen, I don't either. I have a full sleeve and I sometimes have not booked work. I had to like be cool with that or wear long sleeves. It's still such a thing in 2025. Sucks.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing though. Sometimes things are cool and then they're not.
Yeah.
You know? And so you in a gown exposing your full scandalous.
Yeah.
In some places that's a cool vibe. In other places they're like, no, we can't deal.
Totally.
Right?
I guess.
So Pete realized that he was losing out on gigs and he wanted to make more money. So he's getting his tattoos removed. So far, he's about 30% done. Would you like to guess how much money he has spent?
Ugh.
Have you seen the story, Adrian?
Mm-mm. Okay. I have not.
Would you like to guess? Let's play high-low. Let's see who gets there first. Michaela, you start.
100,000.
Higher.
150,000.
Higher.
300,000.
Lower.
250K.
Lower.
200.
Bingo. $200,000.
Let me talk. Just keep the tattoos. You spent more money than you're going to make by removing them.
It's a pretty uncomfortable amount of money to disclose, says Pete, but I think one of the tabloids already leaked it. He says it will take him another 10 years to complete, because it takes him 10 to 12 sessions for each tattoo and 6 weeks to heal between each session. That's 60 weeks of your life right there. This is a quote from Pete. That's 60 weeks of your life right there on just one tattoo to remove. It's like putting your arm on a, this is so gross and I'm sorry. It's like putting your arm on a grill and burning off a layer.
Yeah.
And then you got to do maintenance and let it heal properly. Says his hands, his arms, and his neck are practically ink free, but he still has to do torso and back. At that point, honestly, though, if you got, okay, so you're not going to get rolls. Why am I doing words that are just adjacent to the word that I want to say? How many rolls is he going to get where you take off your shirt anyway?
First of all, it's so painful to get a tattoo removed. It's literally zapping, grilling your skin.
Yeah.
10 to 12 sessions per tattoo. But also, if it's not going to be done for 10 but the trends change so much that in 10 years, it'll be cool to have tattoos all over your body again. He's just like, doing it wrong.
They'll be like, well, we would have hired you, but you don't have any tattoos.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were kind of looking for somebody with a little more of an edge.
Yeah.
Thanks, though, Pete. We'll call you. Let's do lunch sometime.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Helps if you turn this thing on. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown with a brand new challenger today to take on Karina Vasquez, who, by the way, yesterday, Michaela, when she got her second win yesterday,
yeah,
pushed Sunrise Manor to 19 wins overall. We're on the verge of having our first community score 20 wins
game.
And who, when we started it, would you have ever guessed, and I don't know why I wouldn't, but I wouldn't have guessed that Sunrise Manor would be the ones who would dominate.
I mean, they're the city of champions.
That's what I'm saying. Hi, Karina.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, buddy. Who is this challenger?
We got some fresh blood, Laura Varda from a Southern Highlands.
Oh, inside the gates or outside the gates? Laura?
Hey.
You are new at this. You got to turn your radio all the way down.
It is. Okay.
Oh, excellent. So Southern Highlands, inside the gates or outside the gates?
Inside the gates.
What?
Woo!
You got to go. You got to go. Wait. You got to go past a security guard to get to your house?
Absolutely.
Icon.
Absolutely.
Icon.
You know what? Hey. I got to be honest. 9 times out of 10, 99 times out of 100, 999 times out of 1,000, they say Southern Highlands. We say inside the gates or outside the gates. And they go outside the gates. I don't know that we've ever had anybody who actually. So can you get me out on the golf course?
No, I can't.
You don't swing.
No, I'm not.
She said, calm down.
Literally, she was like, no.
Take it easy. It depends. Am I going to get Keisha Cole tickets?
What's this trade-off?
Let's see how this ends up going. All right, good. Laura, make sure you buzz in with your name. Don't answer until we call on you, because you may think that you got in first, but you did not, and that happens quite frequently. First 1-3 is the winner, and your quizmaster is the one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
Drew Barrymore and her BFF, who is also an A-list actor, want to do a movie again. You might recognize him from Big Daddy or Happy Gilmore.
Karina
got in first.
Adam Sandler?
Karina says Adam Sandler. Karina is right, and the champion goes up one zip.
This legendary rapper is headed back as a judge on The Voice, but would like to hear his songs.
Laura.
Hello.
Jelly Roll.
Is it Jelly Roll? Michaela is shaking her head in the other room.
Not.
And she looks sad.
No, girlfriend.
Karina, do you have an answer?
Can you finish the question?
This legendary rapper is headed back as a judge on The Voice, but would like to hear his songs like Gin and Juice be done by the contestants. What's his name?
Snoop Dogg?
Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
A legendary rapper in Gin and Juice, obviously.
Yeah.
Karina's got two. Laura has figured out how to play the game, though, so watch out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jenna Ortega starred in the Netflix series based off the Addams Family, and the season 2 trailer just came out. What's the name of this series? Karina.
Oh, did Karina? Yeah, mm-hmm. Karina answered.
Mm-hmm. For the win. Wednesday?
Is it called Wednesday for the win? Yes, and look at Karina. And I'm telling you what, man. Laura, she's a tough one.
Yeah.
I think you should try, first of all, you should try this game again. If for no other reason, then we would love to talk to our only listener inside the gates at Southern Highlands. We don't want to lose you, so we want to make sure that you call back.
Please.
Okay.
But yeah, she's really good. Laura, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you. Dang, Karina. What did I say yesterday? Don't hurt him.
Yeah.
Don't hurt him.
You know, it keeps happening.
I know.
You can't even help it.
You can't help your awesomeness.
No.
You can't help your big brain and quick trigger finger.
Yes.
You can't help
it.
Exactly. My God.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, add on the Keisha Cole tickets with Friday and Jeremiah on Friday, August 1st at T-Mobile Arena. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. But you've got yours now. Thank you to our friends at AEG. And we'll see you back here tomorrow to see, okay, what are we going to play for tomorrow? You have New Kids. You have Keisha Cole. What else do you have? Neon Museum?
Yeah.
Do you want to play for lower level J Balvin tickets tomorrow?
Oh, wait, no. The first one was J Balvin.
Oh, well, then what don't you have yet? Do you want to play for... What don't you have?
New Kids.
You don't have New Kids?
Oh, wow.
No.
What? All right, well,
it's New Kids Day.
I know. It's a tragedy.
How could we?
All right, then. So we'll play for those tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
All right, 7:10 tomorrow. Michaela,
come to awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So, Adrian, Rachel is taking the 177-second survey, right?
That is correct. Okay, I can confirm.
Rachel, we're going to make Rachel work for it. Hang on a second, though. We got to, Rachel, hang on just one second. Hey, so Marlena?
Yes.
You're just going to grab your tickets and go.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Happy NKOTB Day.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you.
Thank you so much. Good luck, Rachel.
She don't need luck. That's the one beautiful thing about the 177-second survey is that everybody wins no matter how they do. You know, it's good. Also, so we'll see you at Dolby Live at Park MGM on Wednesday, July 2nd. Yeah, and you may get your tickets swapped out for lower level, closer seats. Even though everything,
everything
at Dolby Live is perfect. You know what I mean? Honestly,
it really is.
Everybody else, NKOTB Day, blockheads, get your tickets for the Right Stuff Las Vegas residency at Ticketmaster.com. Right, Marlena, hang on. Rachel, we're not done with you yet.
I know.
Your 177-second survey starts now. I did not realize this. People Magazine does Sexiest Man Alive every year, right?
Yeah.
They also do The World's Most Beautiful Person.
Yeah.
This year, they've chosen Demi Moore.
Love it.
Yeah, your thumbs up on that?
Such a thumbs up on her story, who she is. I will say I did see the movie Substance this weekend, and that was disgusting, but I love her as a whole.
I kind of went, yeah, okay.
Who would you have chosen?
My wife.
Yeah, true.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Look, there wasn't even a breath. He was like, my wife.
Yeah, that's the other thing. So if it's not Demi Moore, who is it? It's Demi Moore.
Yeah, it is.
So why not? Are you, Rachel, are you okay with all this?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
Rachel's exactly. Like, just give me the tickets, babe, okay? Demi Moore all day. Okay, tickets.
Yeah, she's like, I'll say whatever you want me. who's the most beautiful of the new kids?
Ooh.
Are we supposed to answer? Is this a question?
Oh, yeah.
Is this a part of the...
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. All questions are fair play.
You people.
Hey, Rachel.
I want to say Jenna Ortega. I'm genuinely stressed out about all the surveys, and my sister threw me on, so bear with me.
Yeah. and I'm pretty sure Jenna Ortega's not a member of the New Kids on the Block. Uh-huh. I'll have to go back and check the Wikipedia, but I'm pretty sure Jenna Ortega is not one of them. Here, let's try an easier one then. Today is NKOTB Day. Yesterday was World Book Day, and we never got to this. What's the last book you read?
A Child Called It.
How long ago was that?
I was like... 5 years ago.
Yeah, there's two kinds of people in this world. People who read books all the time, and people who, I couldn't tell you the last book I read.
I just don't do it. I love it.
I just don't do it. What's the last book you read?
Let Them. Mel Robbins.
It's great. And recently?
Yeah, I finished it like 2 weeks ago.
Let Them. Yeah, it's a good one.
What's going on in the background over here? Oh, is that your sister trying to participate, Rachel?
This is my sister. No, we're not participating. She's not participating. She's just on Bluetooth. And she's the one that passed it to me.
This is such a sister moment right now, too.
Totally.
I'm obsessed.
Totally. She's talking, but not, but like in the background.
Uh-huh.
She's just like, you know. Just
like a supportive, like, yeah. Uh-huh.
I can only.
Agree and talking with you guys.
Oh my God. Rachel, I can only imagine your sister at a movie theater. I can only imagine. That's right, girl. Don't open up
yes!
that door. Don't go in that door. I can see it. I can totally see it. Here's literally the final question because we're out of time. But are you taking your sister to New Kids on the Block?
Yes.
And she answered for you again.
Yes.
She's answering again.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I better slap a warning on this relationship rehab. Relationship rehab brought to you by San Gennaro Feast now through Sunday at the M Resort. Just so everybody knows, this one's got a little heft to it.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
I don't know that it'll be that serious. But
I know. Dang, I've never in all the time I've been here, we haven't got this serious about a relationship rehab. I'm nervous.
We have. It's been a minute.
Due to some sexual content, parental discretion is advised.
There we go. That might be the right way to put it. Desiree and Cadence says, my 16-year-old daughter just confided in me that she and her 18-year-old boyfriend, yeah,
mm-hmm.
All the way.
Okay, got it.
Know what I'm saying? My daughter, says Desiree, my daughter spends most of her time living with her dad. He has full custody. Do I tell her dad? What about her boyfriend's parents? Because it happened at their house under their watch. Is this possibly one of those times that the Total Honesty P1s may have it wrong? So Desiree's leaning, and I ask for a little context. And for once, got it. Usually people ghost. They're like, we ain't talking no more about that. You know what I mean? Like, they'll send it, and then I'll ask for more.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, This was, she's heard earlier this week where we were talking about, yeah, if you don't tell, you're a liar. You know what I mean? That's the Total Honesty P1s tend to lean that way. If you don't tell, you're a liar. And in this case, because the unspoken, I guess, subtext to this then is if Desiree tells the dad, and if she confronts the boyfriend's parents after her daughter confided to her,
yeah.
You know, then what? Doesn't she probably ruin trust with her daughter? And isn't that the most important part?
Yeah.
702-364-9898. It doesn't, I guess, the story is deep. The answer doesn't have to be deep. You know what I mean?
It's I don't even think the story's that deep. I feel like my answer's
pretty
right
deep.
Away answered.
Pretty deep. J Balvin tickets right now. Call us.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I don't know. I think this is...
You are telling the dad?
Oh, all right then. I don't think... Sorry, Adrian. Adrian, and they're working and whatnot. I don't know. This is pretty heavy, man.
Do you feel like it's heavy? Not really at all.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it from the beginning that I thought it was heavy.
No, I understand that, but I'm asking again because I want to know why. Because to me, it doesn't feel very heavy.
You're talking about a big moment in the mother-daughter relationship. You're talking about lifelong trust issues in the mother-daughter relationship. What she does right here could affect her relationship with her daughter forever. And again, this is also a big, it's big in a lot of different ways. The relationship with the father is affected. The relationship with the boyfriend. I mean, yeah, I think it's huge. 702-364-9898. So, Sin, 16-year-old daughter just confided in Desiree that she and her boyfriend, you know, and here's the thing. The daughter spends most of the time living with dad, who has full custody. So I guess we'll take this in chunks. Should Desiree tell her daughter's father?
Oh yeah, 100%. And like I told Adrian this morning, it kind of, this hit home because I just dealt with something like this. So this is definitely something you tell the parent, and you know, before it gets worse, because she's 16 now. I mean, first of all, there's a big issue right there. He's 18, she's 16, right? And one of the things is, if she's confiding in her, and that's basically a mom accepting, and I'm one of those free moms, like I'm cool, like I have boundaries and stuff like that. But if as a mother, you're accepting this and you're acting cool about it, what else does she think you're going to allow in the future?
Okay. What about...
You know what I mean?
Right. But then if she... So if Desiree, your daughter confided in you, and I'm just trying to work through this. I'm not sure I have a judgment other than, you know, like, I don't know. I've definitely got a side. But if she tells, do you need to go get that?
Oh,
is
no,
the child bleeding?
Okay. He's eating his donut. He's fine.
Okay, good.
Let me know.
He's good. If she tells the dad and the dad reacts in some sort of way, now your daughter will never tell you anything again because you've blown that trust.
It is. It's a risk you take to protect your children, right? And it's a thing. It's one of those things where you kind of, it's a give and take, right? You're letting them know, yes, I did kind of break your trust, but at the same time, I want you to know that we're here for you. Especially because they're separated. That's more of a reason to let him know, because they need to be able to co-parent through this in case something goes wrong.
Do you say something to the boyfriend's parents?
I wouldn't go that far. Not yet.
Interesting.
Not yet, because that's embarrassing. Now that's going into her mentally. That has nothing to do with family. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That's just me personally. As a teen, I have two teenage daughters. So me personally, I wouldn't reach out to the parents.
Yeah, and you're living this.
Wrong.
You're living this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So for sure, Dad, absolutely, without a doubt.
Lower level tickets to J Balvin at Michelob Ultra Arena next Saturday night on May 3rd, provided by our friends at CMN Events. Congratulations. Nice work.
You have no idea how happy I am because my birthday is May 2nd, so I'm like beyond excited.
Oh, happy birthday. See, it was meant to be.
I haven't gone out in a long time. Like I said, I have teenage daughters, so I cannot leave them alone right now.
Yeah, otherwise you're going to be, you know, writing, hey, you know that thing we talked about on relationship rehab? Guess what happened?
Exactly. I'll be needing your advice. Exactly. I don't want to be in that. You know?
Yes. I was at the J Balvin concert, and guess what happened? All right, hang on one second. Oh, my goodness. Tanya, why? So you've heard this, and you're on the other side of it.
Yes. I don't think they tell the dad. I feel like I went through something personally similar to this. I confided in my mom about something, and she did tell my dad, and it didn't go well. And it didn't ruin the relationship between me and my mom, but I feel like I should have been given the opportunity maybe to come to my dad and tell him. So I think that mom should definitely have a conversation with her daughter and just say, hey, do you think that you should mention this to your dad? Because you do live with him. Just another conversation with him.
That's where I was at on that, too, was that maybe you go, look, this is something you should probably tell your dad. He'll murder me. Yeah, well, he'll murder you if he finds out later. And he'll murder both of us if he finds out later.
Yeah, he will. Yeah, so I think that's what should happen.
But if she goes, no, I'm telling you, I'm not telling him, do you keep that secret for your daughter?
I would still keep pushing for her to try to tell him. I mean, she is not an adult still, but she did confide in me and told me that, and I feel like that's something maybe she's telling me for a reason. Maybe she wants me to help her with something, or, you know, she's young, she needs guidance or something like that. So I feel like it's something that I would hold on to.
Mika, you want to jump in?
Yeah, you know, it's tough because I'm not a mom, so I'm listening to these moms.
Sure.
But I think that, look, she told her mom the truth. And her mom created this trust with her. She could have not told either parent,
right,
and could end up pregnant. And so while I always think it's important to tell the truth, I think that right now, her mom doesn't need to say anything. Maybe her mom takes this opportunity. She doesn't have full custody. So maybe this is an opportunity for them to sort of bond and repair a relationship that maybe wasn't there. She should take her to get, you know, birth control or maybe things that help stay safe.
Yeah, yeah.
Encourage her to tell her dad, but not tell the truth. I mean, but creating that relationship is more important right now.
Yeah. But if she doesn't, do you tell him?
No, I wouldn't. As the mother, I wouldn't.
I don't.
Because you don't want to run the risk of her not telling anybody anything.
I'll go back to what I said at the beginning. Then she will never tell you anything again. If you blow this up. So with all of that in mind, Trevor, and I'm guessing Trevor's a dad of potentially a teenage daughter, why are we way off base on this?
Man, I have no idea why we're way off base. We don't even know the personality or the characteristics of the father for us to assume that he's going to explode. The thing with me is he has full custody. So there's already, we're only thinking about the trust between the father and the mother and the daughter. Well, if the father has full custody, obviously there's trust between the father and the mother. So why do we want to bring more conflict between two co-parents? So I would just, as a mother, yes, encourage your daughter to tell her dad, someone like me, and trust and believe. Dad already knows. So just because you told your mother, that doesn't make you honest. That does not make you honest. And dad knows. Your attitude is going to change as a young lady. You know, well, why do you want to go see, you know, Brad Moore, whatever the guy name is? Why do you want to go see him more? You know, you're when I say no or you can't go see him, you're snapping on me. Dad knows. So for 1 second, don't think just because I'm a father that I don't know the transition that my daughter has taken place, whatever it happened. And I will also, if the mother, and I'll get off the line after this, if the mother can't tell the father, she has to be able to have to come together with the father so that they can talk to the young man's parents. Because listen here, what if the daughter for some reason says, I don't want to do this anymore? And then the young man forces her and it becomes the R word. You get what I'm saying?
No. Don't. Oh, he forces her into the situation.
I don't want to go all the way anymore. I don't want to go all the way.
That's a leap.
He forces her.
It's a leap. I hear you. It's a leap. I don't yeah, you and I are on different sides on this one, a little, Trev. But I appreciate and I respect what you're saying. I really do.
Yeah, same dude.
Yeah, I don't see it the way you see it, but yeah.
Because also I had a different dad too. My dad would never know.
Thank you, man. Seriously. Appreciate you.
Thanks, boss.
That's the hard part about this bit.
Yeah.
Because I don't agree with any of what Trevor just said.
Totally.
But I respect his right. I respect that viewpoint.
Yeah, same.
I respect all of that. So Megan, you're on team don't say anything.
Yeah, I say don't say anything. I think she's building a relationship with her mother right now, and that's really important. And I think as a mom, I would just take that opportunity to talk to my daughter about, you know, how to do it safe and things like that. She's getting older anyways. I mean, like 16 people, you know, like she's eventually going to do it.
Yeah.
So I think taking the opportunity to have a conversation with her, maybe take her to the doctor. Also, I mean, maybe not tell, like, maybe don't not tell the dad, but maybe have a conversation with the dad, like, oh, you know, so-and-so is getting older.
It's time.
We should potentially talk to her or take her to the doctor or just make sure she's safe.
You got to have the birds and the bees conversation with the other parent.
Oof.
You know? He's like, hey, this is probably something we should talk about.
Yeah.
Here was the other thing, too, that Trevor was talking about, co-parenting and all that kind of stuff. My mom had full custody of me. She and my dad probably said 10 words to each other per year.
Yeah.
And none of it was pleasant. Mm-hmm. It was never good. Yeah. And they never checked in with each other. There was never and by the way, co-parenting? It would have been, my mom would have said, butt out, dude. When it's your weekend, you do what you want. Like, it was different.
But so
with my 13-year-old son's father, and we literally just started basically talking this year. So it's like, you know, maybe her dad does know a little bit about what's going on. I'm sure he knows that she's in a relationship, and I'm sure these things are probably crossing his mind too. So I just wouldn't say anything. I would just take the opportunity to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would hate to see her ruin that trust bond with her daughter, and you'll never get that back.
No way.
You'll never get that back. But
never. I would never talk to my mom again.
right. But it sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks not being able to tell the dad. Adrian, you were trying to jump in.
Well, I was going
to
say, Chet, with you explaining this, the situation with your parents and how they don't talk to each other. Yeah. So if that circumstance was the same case for this young lady that we're talking about, isn't it?
The mom or the kid?
That the kid's parents, okay. That the mom that got told the information about her losing it. Like if they weren't talking, isn't it better for the mom to tell the dad? Because they don't have that much communication and they're not in sync, because the dad is ultimately the one that's in full custody.
Right. But in my world, no. Just my own experience would have been no. That would have been bad. And quite honestly, my dad would have used it against my mom and would have said, "You let this happen."
You know what I mean? That too. That's a perspective.
This is what happens when she goes to your house.
I see how
you know what I mean. It just would have been, and again, I just go back. My whole thing, and admittedly, you know, I got to see this before anybody else did, so I had a little extra time to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I saw was, and the first thing I thought was, she can't blow that trust with her daughter.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not a mom, but I'm a daughter, and if I came to my mom and she told everybody about something so this is also personal. It's like very intimate.
It's not everybody though, Michaela.
No, I'm just speaking for me.
We can only do what we can do. You know, we can only, and this is why the bit's great, is everybody having different opinions. Like, again, Trevor and I do not see eye to eye on this.
Yeah, and my opinion's never for everybody else. And I'm just saying what I think I would do in this situation.
Of course. And by the way, we don't have to say it's our opinion, because it is. You know, because it is. And that's a given. Michaela and I didn't see the severity of either. To me, this is world shaking. And Michaela's like, that's life.
Yeah. Also, because I'm a girl. Yeah. I have nieces. I have sisters. I've seen this play out before in high school when my girlfriends lost their virginity. Things like that. Like, I know, I kind of feel like it's not the biggest deal.
Well, I think it's certainly a big step.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Did you, were you making a point and I cut you off? I didn't mean to.
No. Okay. No, we're talking, thinking.
And honestly, Julie, we should probably go, but you've been on hold for so long. Was there anything else you wanted to add that might be different?
I was just going to say that I agree totally with Michaela. I have three teenagers. Well, they're like in their 20s now, and I'm proud to say none of them have babies. They were always very cautious, and it was like a domino effect. They were always able to tell me exactly what was going on in the teenage years, and I was able to help them and make sure they're doing everything right. Now, mind you, I had a teenage son during that time who wasn't open with me and was open with his father, and he was a teenage father. So I feel like being open and being able to share what's going on, it's all like confidence. And I was able to make sure they're protecting themselves. It's going to happen wherever it's going to happen. So they need to know that they can trust mom.
Mm-hmm.
And not dad, because that's what it sounded like you were saying.
They can trust dad, but mom, just, you know, we got to make an appointment. Were you careful? And the fact that, you know, I was there for one, all the daughters seen it, and all of them were open.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I just want to come back around and make sure I'm hearing you correctly. So in this situation with Desiree, you don't tell the dad?
No. You told your daughter's confidence. She told you, being open with you. She didn't even have to tell you.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've been saying. That's what I've been saying from the start.
Yeah.
What? You want to drag this out? We got to go.
No, no, I'm
sorry.
You want
to drag it out? Go ahead.
It's just the custody part of it, of whoever has full custody, I feel like should have that information. Because ultimately, 95% of the time, under their parenting tutelage.
Thank you, Julie. No, I get, yes. And I hear that is also a point. But at what price? At what price? Because then the value, this is gonna, to me, if I'm a judge, you know what I mean, and I'm weighing and measuring.
Mm-hmm.
To me, what you're saying is though is that your the relationship with the co-parent is bigger than the relationship with the kid, and that's okay. That's a view too. I don't agree with that, but that's how you see it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, agree to disagree.
So yeah. So either who are you gonna have mad at you? Your daughter? Or the parent, or the dad. Mm-hmm. Who are you going to have mad
Someone's
at you?
Someone's going to be mad.
Somebody's going to be mad. A pretty heavy relationship rehab. Good job, everybody.
Stop.
He's ready to go. He's ready to go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I can always tell when it's a good relationship rehab.
Uh-huh.
Because, and we're in three separate rooms. Here we've all got our own space and everything.
Yeah.
But I'm looking around. Michaela's got this real serious look on her face.
What do you mean I was dancing in here?
Oh, when I did look over, you had
serious.
You had a serious look on your face. Whether you believe that or not, you did. You were in thought. You were deep in thought.
I'm sure that's how it looked. I was just vibing.
And then Adrian, make your point.
Listen, brother. You know, for all the hashtags and their bios on Instagram and social media, hashtag girl dad for life, girl dad, yada, yada, yada. We have a situation about a father and his daughter growing up, not the cute pictures when you take them to Disneyland at 3 years old, when they're 3 years old, and they were silent other than my guy, Trevor. Thank you so much for calling in. Where are all my girl dads in this situation?
Where were the girl dads? You're right.
Yeah,
where
but were the girl dads can still be girl dads, and you don't need to tell them about the most intimate parts of you.
Is it possible that we could, this one time that he could lay the smack down on a girl dad and that we don't have to make excuses for them?
I can stop talking completely. I just was saying that I'm a girl, I have a dad.
I think Adrian's point now is he's like, great, we always hear about girl dads, where were the girl dads?
Cool.
That's what he's saying, where were we? You're always so vocal about other things. Now when we need
when they're growing up and some real life things, because that's, you're gonna take them to Disneyland at three, but you're gonna need to have a conversation with them when they're 17 going to prom. That's all I'm saying.
I also could stop talking completely and just hit this button.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 9 o'clock Friday morning, Jeff Buchanan Show. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. If you're looking for something that you should do this weekend, if you do have a significant other, take a walk.
Oh, I love that.
Spend a little time.
You know what, man? The one thing about the pandemic, me and Lisa would walk all the time, just enjoy each other's company. It was the nicest thing about it. You and Amy walk still a lot, though.
A lot. Yeah. Not as, she goes pretty much every day, come hell or high water.
Uh-huh.
I'm good for 3 times a week, but it's also, I've worked in, when I have a sporting event,
mm-hmm.
usually there's some downtime, and I've worked in I need to find a way to do it around Mandalay Bay. Just something that I like.
Mm.
And I think that'll be easy to figure
out.
I need to work that into the Aces game.
Yeah, we got to figure it out.
Into my pre. But anyway, here's the deal. Here's why this is good. Obviously, we all know walking's good for you. Is it in your timeline all the time that if you just walk every day, 30 minutes a day, you'll lose 50 pounds or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Apparently, it also boosts brain health. Risk of dementia drops dramatically. And if you go with somebody that you love, stress levels go down too. If you're feeling well connected, you may be more likely to make better choices for your health and for your brain health.
Listen, it's so true. When I quit working out for a couple of months, and like that includes walking just on the treadmill, I felt it so much. I went back 2 weeks ago. I feel like a different person.
I have teased Michaela in the past about her workout videos because it's like, we get it. Your butt's on the internet. We understand it's good. It's good for the gram. It helps.
Never.
It helps.
But it never has been. I can hip thrust 320 pounds.
Yeah, you
That's
can.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, you can. Whatever Elon Musk, whatever Jeff Bezos, SpaceX and whatever, got nothing on her.
Thank you.
You want to talk about blasting off? This one right over here. Talk about sending you into orbit.
Yeah, baby.
No, but you're honestly, and I'll say this just friend to friend.
Yeah.
You're a different person when you work out.
Yeah.
I can tell.
I
can
love
just
it.
Tell it. I know when you've worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the butt pics on the gram, which I promised I wasn't going to tease
Shut
you about
up.
Anymore.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
It's science fair season.
Oh, God.
I will be hosting the awards ceremony for the Nevada State Science Olympiad.
Wow. Sounds fancy, babe.
I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why they chose me.
That's kind of awesome, though.
Nate Tenenbaum not available.
Nate Tenenbaum!
Right?
Oh my God, he used to come to my school and give us the best talks.
I love Nate. By the way, you know the only national anthem that's better than yours?
Who?
Nate Tenenbaum on the flute. You've not lived until you...
What? That's such a random thing.
No, and I know you're screaming at your radio right now, Golden Pipes!
Yeah.
That's a different...
Yeah, different genre.
Carnell's a different... That's a different thing.
He's an opera guy.
Listen, so
that's hilarious.
I love this story. A sixth grader asked a very important question. Does your cat's butthole really touch all the surfaces in your home? The Florida middle schooler submitted his research for the school's science fair after conducting experiments with the help of his mother, a young man named Caden. Discovered that the answer appears to be no.
Oh, good research.
How did they find, because as the owner of two cats, which I was never going to be a cat guy in my life. I'm a dog guy.
That's so funny.
To be a cat guy. Meow meow, I would imagine touches very little. Dorian, I would think Dorian Gray, the stray. Would imagine would be plenty of touching. They put non-toxic lipstick to the area in question and then gave the cat a series of commands.
Stop!
Cats with longer hair did not appear to leave any lipstick smears, but there was an exception. If you have a short-haired cat, that would be Meow Meow. Dorian's the long-haired cat.
Uh-huh.
But if you have a short-haired cat, and they may be lying on a pile of laundry, an unmade bed, or other soft, uneven surfaces, then there may be touching.
They're finding the lipstick. I just love the idea that this mom is like, you know what, babe? We can use lipstick.
Yeah, let's
put it right on the bum.
Here's what we should do. We should put lipstick on the cat's bum and trace the movements.
Yeah.
Good. It was in high school, and my dad, being not a rocket scientist, but a rocket engineer, wanted to build a rocket engine. And I said, I'm not doing all that. That's too much. So we went for, you know, the tried and true volcano thing.
Of course. Those were cool.
We used the baking soda and, you know, and whatever.
Yep.
And that was the first time where my dad and I didn't speak to each other for a while.
It really blew up, the volcano and your dad. Okay, God, turn my mic off.
See what you did there?
Stop it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. I'm not sure that I believe this one.
Tell me.
That I'm going to tell you. The founder of Timex Watches picked the name. Well, this comes from Scientific American magazine.
Oh, so you know it's real.
My father, who I mentioned a couple of minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you had a subscription. And I read that. Frequently as a kid.
That.
In fact, I believe there's boxes of them still at the farm that we have yet to uncover. I seem to remember moving them out of the farmhouse.
It's hilarious. Little 9-year-old Chet just reading science magazines.
Okay, so this is probably real. The founder of Timex Watches picked the name in honor of his father because his father loved reading Time magazine and used a lot of Kleenex. So then Timex.
I'm sorry, say that again?
The founder of Timex Watches picked the name in honor of his father because his father loved reading Time magazine and used a lot of Kleenex. So to honor his father's memory, what are the two things you know about your dad? Used a lot of Kleenex, read Time magazine.
Yeah.
So let's call it Timex.
Okay. No, I did hear it the first time. I just wanted to make sure I heard use of Kleenex.
The Guinness Book of World Records holds a world record for being the best-selling copyrighted book of all time, even ahead of Webster's Dictionary.
Wow.
And I know what you're screaming at the radio. No, it's not. It's the Bible. The Bible's not copyrighted.
Yeah.
That's why I got it. Oh, speaking of people yelling at the radio and yelling at each other, for those of you who are all wrapped up in this real ID thing.
Oh, gosh.
In Quebec, Canada.
Uh-huh.
Montreal, Ottawa.
Yeah.
It's illegal for a woman to take her husband's last name after they get married. You can't do it.
Why?
I don't know. They just made it illegal. You'll have to go up there and ask them.
Not illegal.
Yeah. Literally, and that comes from, go look it up, Quebec.ca.
So there's such a little Canadian crime in website. Canada. They just have to make up crimes. Everyone's so nice. They're like, you know what we'll do? We'll make it illegal.
Yeah.
Just take a last name after
wedlock. I'm not sure why that is, but it just is.
Right.
Well, here's the good news. You have the entire weekend to either A, research, B, ponder the possibilities, or C, just forget all about it.
Yeah.
You have the entire weekend to do that. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, ChetBuchanan. Adrian!
Yes, sir. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio, plus Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez, available on YouTube and that free Odyssey app. Plus, earlier this week, if you didn't see on our Instagram, I was on the black carpet for Netflix and WWE, an event they did earlier this week at Netflix Bites, the new restaurant at the MGM Grand. And we were fortunate enough to talk to plenty of WWE stars. You can catch all those interviews on that free Odyssey app.
and Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H Gordon. There's so much going on this weekend. I'll be at the Neon Museum from 9 to 11. We'll be there. I know.
How did you? Okay, listen. Just the other day we were talking about we should go down there and go check it, you know, and we've talked about doing a photo shoot forever.
Forever.
You know, one day we'll do that. But now I find out that she's going by herself and getting paid for it. Which is pretty great. So what time again?
9 to 11.
In the morning?
In the morning. But it's really cool. They're doing like a bunch of arts and crafts, food, music.
You know I love morning stuff.
Yeah.
And there's no, honestly, there's no place better. I believe in this. There's no place better than Las Vegas on a Saturday morning. Because there's a weird calm to it.
Uh-huh.
There's a weird, even though there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on, people, you know, kids playing sports and families going out and doing stuff, but there's a cool vibe.
Yeah, it is cool.
So 9 to 11 tomorrow.
Then I'm going to be doing American Idol on Monday, the live show.
Right.
So I'll text you from there.
We'll be here, but we won't be here.
Yeah,
great.
For good reason.
Yeah. So have a great weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.